Hi, I'm Ivana.
And I'm Jay.
And you're listening to Friends with Elephants,
a show for the cool nerd in you.
This is a special mini-sode.
Yeah, we did our Oscar predictions in the last one. The Oscars happened. We thought it would be a lot of fun just to quickly share our insights and...
And also our shame at the fact that we only got... You got 7 predictions right. I got 6. So you won.
I beat you.
You beat me.
Which means I get what I want.
What do you want?
Whenever we do the podcast, you have to be my beer wench for 5 podcasts.
That's a deal. All right. So now let's get on to the heart of it. Oscars 2016 debrief.
I need a beer. Before we get this started.
No problem. Here you are, my friend.
Thank you, beer wench. All right. This is going to be fun. All right. So I got 7. You got 6. Mm-hmm. Anything surprise you?
Yeah. I actually was shocked at how much Mad Max won.
I was so happy, though.
It won for sound mixing, sound editing, production design, visual effects, makeup and hair, film editing, costume design.
Almost every single technical award it took home, with the exception, I believe, of visual effects and cinematography.
Yeah, I mean, it really was amazing. And you know what? I'm so happy. I never thought that Mad Max stood a chance. And it's kind of cool to see that the Oscars are branching out and not only congratulating films that are of a certain subject matter caliber.
What was your biggest, oh my gosh, moment of all of the winners? Because I had a couple.
One of my biggest was Ex Machina for visual effects. Just because I didn't think that was such a visual effects movie.
I mean, they did a lot of amazing things with that.
They did.
You know, she was not, she was and she wasn't a CGI character. She wasn't like Gollum, full on visual character. But, you know, they seamlessly added that roboticness to her movement and really all of it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just thought it was mostly from performance and I was cool with it. I wasn't really upset, but it was a surprise. The biggest surprise for me, and this one I was super upset about, supporting role, like best supporting actor, Mark Rylance.
I didn't see that coming at all. I mean, we both thought Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo. What a performance.
He was incredible. And we both agreed that if he didn't win it, this was a sham. We said it on our podcast. You know what? This is a sham.
This is a sham.
But on the other side, Mark Rylance was like such a wonderful old man accepting his very first nominee and his very first award. He was just a sweetheart. And he was a sweetheart in the film.
And you know what? I thought he was amazing in the film, but I just hate to say it.
You didn't love the film either, though.
I didn't love the film, but he was my favorite thing in that film. Like, in the entire film.
I can see that.
His performance was what really drew me in. But Mark Ruffalo, I didn't even know who he was. So it's kind of like apples and oranges. To me, I think Mark Ruffalo should have been up for best leading role, and he should have won over DiCaprio. And then I would have been perfectly happy with Mark Rylance's win. But given the comparison, I just think that Mark Ruffalo should have gotten it.
Mark Ruffalo really disappears, where Mark Rylance, you haven't really seen him in anything. He was wonderful to watch, but was he best actor? We watched someone disappear into a role. I don't know.
I just think that even though if any other year, I would be all about Mark Rylance, but Mark Ruffalo should have gotten it.
I also shared it at the screen when Spectre, I almost said Scepter, Spectre won best song and Sam Smith went up and that movie sucks. The song is crap.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it won over Lady Gaga. They're keeping Lady Gaga from her EGOT.
It's awful. I will say this. Blake and I had a conversation after we had done our podcast recording and he indicated that from the research he had done for his office Oscar pool that The Oscars generally pick the best original song to be whatever is the most popular song. And out of all of them, Writings on the Wall from Spectre did in fact end up reaching, you know, the number one hit list more than any of the other ones, but it wasn't a better song. And the fact is, for me, that's kind of shocking because the Oscars is not supposed to be about what's most popular. It's supposed to be about what is best.
That's true. If it was most popular, we would have seen way better ones. We would have saw Wyclef. No, Wiz Khalifa. I always mix up my rappers.
Wiz Khalifa's so different than Wyclef Jean.
I know, but I always mix up my rappers. I'm sorry. And then the other big one was the other supporting, the actress. We said Kate Winslet or Jennifer Jason Leigh for sure. And Alicia Vikander won for The Danish Girl.
Although I will say, when we did our predictions, Jay and I wanted to remain pure and virginal, if you will. So we didn't do research beforehand. We didn't look into what was favored versus what is not favored. And as soon as we finished our predictions, I did go on to the interwebs. And Alicia Vikander was the top choice. Like, everyone was saying that she was going to win. And because neither of us watched The Danish Girl,
we couldn't pick it.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed to. That was our rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, how did you do with your Oscar picks this year? Were you like us and just shocked at those picks? We'd love to hear from you, and we'll see you next time. Do we need an egg? I think that's it.
I think that's it.
This is our mini-sode of our little Oscar recap. Now get me my beer.
And let us know if you like this, because we can do more.
Beer.